some people use this, easy to follow the handle. You know.
That's just what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I mean. But if you think of one word that might fit there, that you might use.
Easily offended.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or how about either touch it or touchy or feisty?
Yeah, touchy. Say touchy.
Okay. And a person who's like that, you might say, now just keep
quiet.
Keep calm.
Calm.
All right. So you might say to him, keep
calm.
All right. And you work all day, you say, gee, I'm going to have to sit down because I'm really
tired or worn out. Some.
Okay. Now, is the worn out would be a stronger term, right, than tired. Mm-hmm. Are there any other expressions that you might use besides tired and worn out?
Well, I've heard people, you're late, you pooped.
Okay. Okay. But that's fairly recent.
Intermediate. I never heard it long ago.
All right. And if a person is, a person had to come home from the, he was working in town in a factory or something, he had to come home because he's sick. He.
You're out?
Yeah. All right. Now, would that be tired? Or?
Yeah, it'd be pooped, I think, be worse than tired.
Okay, give out would be
give out.
Worse than,
yeah.
than pooped or tired. Now, but if a person became, you'd say he what, cold? He didn't have enough clothes on and he...
Had cold feet.
Yeah, well, he was going like this. He had...
Oh. Took cold.
Okay. Now, if, and so he's going like this, you'd say he had a
cough.
Now, would you say, now you said he took cold, how about you use the word sick there instead of cold? You'd say he
became sick.
Okay. Now, would you use took sick there, or got sick, or?
He became ill.
Would
be a better.
Yeah, but if you were going to use sick, would
took sick out of
okay.
the expression.
And if someone, old, especially kind of an old-time expression, I don't know, if it might still be, I'm not sure how common it is now, but he's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Soon.
Yeah. Did you ever use by and by there?
Yeah. Yes, I have heard that expression, by and by.
Meaning the same thing as soon.
Yes.
And if a person talks like this, you'd say he's
hoarse.
And a person can't keep his eyes open. If it's too warm in the room, you'd say he got awfully
dizzy
and just kind of
sleeping.
And you say, I have to, might tell somebody, I want you to at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I have to get into town. I want you to come in and
wake me.
All right. And so so the person came in and
woke him.
All right. And if you've been sick and the doctor gives you some medicine in a bottle, and then he comes over and picks up that bottle and looks at it, and it looks like it's, the bottle looks like it's still full, and he might scold you and say, haven't you
taken any of this?
Said, yeah, I said, yesterday
I took.
Sure, and tomorrow I'll
take more.
Okay, and the person can't hear, he's
deaf.
And if a person's been working out in a field all day long, and it's very hot, and he takes off his shirt, and it's soaking wet, and he holds it up, and he says, he might say, look how I...
have perspired or sweat.
Okay. And a large discharging sore that has a core in it,